welcome to Fat 007.
And you're with Dan and Dave on Potty Royale.
Well, more like Potty El Lamo. Nice intro, Dan.
Yeah,
well,
I'm sorry. I was staggered for, I don't know, effect.
That's the curse when you say Potty Dan and Dave. If you said Dave
Roy
and Dan.
Oh.
That's what we're on about here. I'm Dave Myers.
I'm Dan Godden.
And we've got a very beautiful guest.
We do. Wait, before we talk about Babyface, what's the... Oh, we've already had Babyface McNeil.
We'll call him Bright Eyes.
Bright Eyes Harris.
Rhett Bright Eyes Harris. Oh, now, I just said his name.
G'day, Rhett. Hello, everyone.
Have we ever had you on the potty on a show before?
Not on the show. I think I've done a...
Endorsement.
Endorsement, but not
actually,
on the show, no.
Let's have a listen to it.
My name's Rhett Harris. I'm the Associate Minister for Youth and Young Adults at CCEC, and I just want to talk about Dave and Dan on the potty. I don't think I've ever heard anything as good as on the potty. I want to say, whatever you do, make sure there's a special time in your week when you go and listen to Dave and Dan on the potty. I mean, when you compare it to most other things in life, nothing really comes up even close to on the potty. And so make sure you put your time in each week and get loaded down, listen to it.
I just want to give
my full endorsement behind Dave and Dan on the potty. Go for it.
Oh, go for it.
Go for it.
Fantastic.
Now, Rhett, have you even heard the potty before? You're making these wild claims. Have you ever listened to it?
I don't think I've listened to it at that point, no. No, I think I've listened to it a few times, about three times, four times
to
the potty.
You also made it onto our game.
Yeah. Onto our
Have
game.
You ever seen our game, Rhett?
What game?
Check out this. Little Dan heads come down, and Dave shoots Doug. He's our relationship name. Mm. There you go. Dave's playing it right now. What's your highest score? Send them in to www.cc.
I love doing visual gags.
No one can hear this.
Well, I'm doing pretty
Dave's only got 42 health left. He's up to 22,000. I haven't worked out the trick of how to play this game. I haven't spent enough time.
Yeah, what's that?
I don't idolise computer games.
Who made this?
Craig S. Shout out.
Craigie. Where's your endorsement, Craig? Well, not your endorsement, your shout out.
I cannot get over to him. Here we go.
Yeah, Dave Dan wins again. Oh, it always says Dave wins again.
Yeah, because I get the highest score every time. Look, 35,000 to nil.
I'd love someone to create a game where Dan isn't evil.
You're not evil. You're just like in Space Invaders. You're one of the Space Invaders.
Yeah, invader. Invader's a negative term. Now,
we
go really quick.
We never go quick.
Well, we try. Rhett, tell us about what are we doing on Fat Camp this year. Tell us a bit about today.
Well, it's a Royale, it's 007 theme, and that's been going brilliantly.
Nuts.
Crazy.
Been going crazy nuts.
What are you laughing at? I don't know, nuts is funny.
Yeah, you keep talking, boy.
Well, Dave's giving talks on Idols, second series on Turning from Idols.
I think they've been incredible.
Oh, brilliant. Your best ever.
They're going nuts.
They're going sick nuts.
The first night he did Turning from the Idols Celebrity.
That was a tenuous link, wasn't it?
Celebrity, and he kind of, anyway, that they haven't got in there with his S's. But the second night was on Sport, and that was tonight. We heard about Dave and his sporting prowess when he was young, his glory days.
How ugly was that jersey?
That was very ugly.
It's an ugly jersey.
Definitely in the 80s theme, even though it might have been the 90s.
Looks better than that.
Don't show us.
What about the mornings?
Mornings we're in one Thess. So this morning we heard about the Thessalonians and how they're a model church for us. Got a model faith, model life, and but also about how God's a modeler, how they essentially you don't look at them and go, gee, aren't they brilliant? But you give thanks to God because of what he's done for them, how he transformed them and changed them and moulded them so they were the godly Christians they were.
Mm. I was really struck by the Thessalonians in the pattern they had of the Christian life. The turning from idols to God, serving him, and waiting for Jesus. I thought that's our our calling as Christians to turn from idols to God, serve him and his people, and wait for Jesus.
That was the guts of the juniors talk this morning. Turn, serve, wait. Good times. Now, Red, I've been really encouraged by 1 Thessalonians. I think it's a fantastic book for heaps of reasons. It's one of the simplest books in the New Testament in lots of ways. Like, there's lots of it's pretty straightforward as far as what's going on. There's not heaps of super complex ideas. How have you been encouraged as you've studied it over the last month or two preparing?
Well, I think that's right. As far as its theological ideas, it's not hugely complex. I was particularly struck by chapter 2. In chapter 2, you get Paul's sort of method of ministry, the way in which he worked on the ground. A lot of the letters in the New Testament you see kind of in, say, Romans, or you kind of Paul's in a sort of writing an argument. He's kind of writing a letter, a kind of a theological treatise. And so it's more, it's kind of more Paul from the desk. But this, you can actually get a feel for what he looked like in the ground, as he was like kind of in people's houses, as his being like a father to them, as a mother to them, as he encouraged them, as he shared his life with them, is probably the key thing. That it was, and you see that, so that's a very powerful thing through Thessalonians, literally the living of a life among people, and that's the messenger of the gospel, and that's how the gospel's passed on, sort of through the spending of our lives. That's what Thessalonians struck me by in the preparations particularly.
Now, Rhett, tell us a bit about what's something special that the seniors do in the mornings? Shameless plug.
Well, Dan's been spending some time with some of the hymns.
Teaching them how to pick their nose and wipe their bum and like just
all
be
those
generally
things that
rotty.
Dan does. Dave thinks I'm feral, but I think Dave's feral. Because when my brother was younger, he has this memory from a long time that you gave him a butt moustache.
No way.
And he was so angry about it.
I have never given one of those in my life.
You. Maybe you had a fear of you
I
doing
it. I promise. They happened at my school. Like, when I was in year 11 and 12, there was a bit of a craze.
Did you pretend to give him one? You might have thought
I would have never given one. Like, because I think they're just disgusting. So I promise that he is wrong.
Okay. Well, we'll get him in on the brothers episode.
Yeah.
6 episodes from now.
And we'll give him one.
Sorry, keep going.
What was the question?
What was the question?
What's happening in the mornings?
Oh, yeah. You're
oh, after bad your habits. Yeah, bad habits. Yeah, after your bad habits you pass on, you also talk about hymns, and we're doing Isaac Watts.
Yeah. Do you know much about Isaac Watts?
Yeah, he invented the light, didn't he? No.
Yeah, him and John Newton worked together. Yeah. Those two hymn writers got together and invented electricity.
Well, I learned stuff this morning,
and
really.
And ACDC helped as well.
He had a really strict father, so that was a bit scary.
Yeah.
And but they're non-conformists. I learned that this morning. He wrote hundreds and hundreds of hymns. Was it 700?
Over 750.
Yeah, that's a lot of hymns. And but, yeah, very helpful hymns. And it was good. We enjoyed it this morning. And Dan wrote some different sort of music too, that is old lyrics.
Didn't go so well.
Nah, it was okay.
Never to be repeated.
I thought it was a shameless plug, Dan, so I thought we were going to go into all the things that worked so well.
That's right. We'll fix it up tomorrow. That was always going to be the weakest one.
Okay.
Now,
so you want to start strong, did you? You went out with a strong lead.
Yeah.
I'm going back to a previous point. Is that all right? Or are you about to say that?
No.
Now, just back on the theme, Fat 007. There's been a really cool vibe around camp. There's been some sweet action.
People are into it.
And Dan came up to the Sava. I had a nap because I've been a bit sick today, so I had a nap the Sava, and he's come up and he said, "Oh, you know it's going to be a good fat camp when there's more people out working on their forts and their flags than are in the pool during free time."
It's true.
And it's true. That reminds me of Survivor back in 2002. Yeah. People were working on those all afternoon, the rafts. Good times.
Yeah.
Great
memories.
Well,
that's what I think this is going
to
be.
What about here?
This is going to be a camp of passion.
It's going to be a passionate camp.
Not too passionate.
Not too passionate.
Not in the bad way.
Not in the bad way.
But in the good way.
Not in the good way.
You're not Jesus. Intimate way, you mean?
No,
intimate with Jesus.
Oh, okay,
intimate with Jesus in an appropriate way. It's very good.
We've got to wrap up because we're getting up to 20 seconds
before the
10
end.
Minutes.
No, 40 seconds.
40.
Well, we'll waste 20 and then it'll be 20.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Rhett.
I'm going to do a fluff.
If not on my bed! Johnny did one on my bed before too.
I'll hold it in.
I can't believe if you've ever had Dan do something grotty to you, can you write in?
I don't do grotty
you
things.
You do. Like, everyone's got grotty memories of you. Everyone, please send them in. CCCS@gmail.com. He actually said that last year on Potty Royale number one, or Potty Express number one. I just spoke anachronistically.
He said com.
Yeah, he said com as he was walking past.
Oh, that's right, because we're dressed up.
Yeah. No, can I? Oh, you.
No, it's about grotty. Go on.
Yeah, quick, you go, quick.
All right, we're going to have to ask someone in this camp if they can have. Look, we've got five. We've got five potty rows. Is that right?
I will do. We can do as many as we want.
we are on the world.
we'll do top five grotty memories
of Dan.
I'll just speak to the executive producer, David. Do you? Yep, it's all good. Oh. Brett, if you could only have six words in your language, like six words, what would they be? You had to choose six English words. Oh, wait. Sorry, six words. You don't have to choose English words. But you can't define what those words mean for us if they're in another language, because that would take more words.
Right,
it was hi.
You're copying.
Yeah, I did. I loved. I remembered. There was a great six words I remember from
From
Andrew.
What? What great publication?
From J-Walk.
Check it out at j-walk.cccyouth.com.
It's got 5 minutes with Andrew H. from Matcham. And if finally you could ever have six words, you can only use six words ever, what six words would you choose? I love these. Hi, why, mad, bummer, sorry, and medium rare. It's particularly that medium rare that I found very attractive.
Good times.
That was very good.
Well, we need to finish off. Send us some emails. Tell us
about your holidays.
Tell us about your holidays.
Just talk. If you need friends,
call us. Episode whatever number we're up to after the holidays, we want it to be reading out mail.
Oh, a mail episode.
A mail episode. Not M-A-L-E.
But we'll have that too.
M-I-L. We don't have girls on here. Now, if you're a girl and you want to be on here, I don't know, send us some money in the mail and we'll see enough.
We'll see what we can do.
Awesome. We got to press stop. Thanks, Rhett. If you can finish. Oh, no, you've got no more words you can use. Finish with one of those six words.
Medium rare.